But the message my kids got from me was, "Yes, I love you. Now go away." They had to be practically invisible in their own home. I had absolutely nothing to give them emotionally. All they wanted was my love and attention. And alcoholism robbed me of the ability to give it. I was empty on the inside. While I was in treatment, my dad died, and I inherited almost enough money to kill myself. I got to drink the way I wanted to for 2.5 years. I'm sure I got here faster because of it. Near the end, I was living in an attic apartment. The money was long gone. It was November, cold and gray. When I woke up at 5:30, it was gray outside. Was it 5:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m.? I couldn't tell. I looked out the window, watching people. Were they going to work or coming home? I went back to sleep. When I woke again, it would either be light or dark. Opening my eyes after what seemed like hours, it was only 5:45 and gray. I was 28 years old. I finally got on my knees and asked God for help. I couldn't go on the way I was living. I had been in the apartment since August and hadn't bothered to unpack. I wasn't bathing. I couldn't answer my phone. I couldn't show up on weekends to visit my kids. So I prayed. Something made me go dig through a box, and I found the big book my father had sent me years earlier. I always tell new people to buy the hardcover version. For some reason, they're harder to throw away. I read Bill's story again. This time, it made sense. This time, I could identify. I slept, holding the book like a teddy bear. I woke up feeling rested for the first time in months, and I didn't want to drink. I would love to tell you that I have been sober ever